Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time, April 13th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. We're processing the weekly stock update, and then we'll work on the weekly grains update. Any rate, so I'm just going to discuss level three, the short-term FAS stuff. The July soybeans, we've adjusted more upside for you bulls here. Don't forget the targets I gave you here earlier in the week. It might not rally all that much more and bump its head, but we're now looking in the July 1496 on into the 1511 area. We have not calculated it for the May yet, but a similar behavior here. We believe the level three trend is up into next week. Very pleased. Level four bottom yesterday, level four top the prior day. It can top out late today for level four, but it doesn't have to top out to early tomorrow, and I think there's a good chance this is an up day. The daily indicator is just starting to widen its spread from a buy signal. It really didn't get down as oversold as much as I would like, but it is lagging and confirming, however, the model call that we got a level three bottom and a level three trend up way. The technicals are starting to support the model, okay? Now, five-day moving average starting to turn up today too. So again, technicals starting to support the model, and it's kicked off from that. It's found a floor price at the five-day average. Yesterday's low is a risk point. Below that would not be a good sign for level three traders, but not necessarily a bearish signal. At any rate, we want to give it higher into next week. Let's move on to the July corn market. It's stagnant. It's stuck here. It's on the five-day average. It's starting to turn up. The five-day indicator is above mid-range, heading for overbought. We could, you know, I would like to have seen better performance in this for this level three. We're going to come up with some new targets for you. If it takes out the high of 634, we're probably going to see a chance to revisit the high on April 3rd around 645 and three quarters. But will it really wake up that well for us on the market here? We're not that sure on it, okay? And I'll update you in greater detail on the weekly update. Let me just take a quick look at the weekly corn here. I'm sorry, the May corn. I'll leave it as is. We're going to do some calculations. I think also it probably saying a little better upside than what we showed you and might yet challenge the April 3rd high in that. Violation of yesterday's low, May and July corn, not a good sign. Not really outrageously bearish or anything like that. It could be just a drifting go-nowheres market. Let's move over to the July wheat. Chicago down this morning, but the model's saying level four bottom late today, early tomorrow, and it's saying it's really just another opportunity for a level three bottom. The problem is we're running out of time for a level three rally. It's looking like wheat's not going to rally very well at all, okay? I think you can get a little more optimistic on the wheat if it trades above 692 for the July Chicago wheat, but it's acting like it's stuck in the mud. It's in a rut. It is oversold. It should bounce, but it's now taking away the amount of time to bounce. Now, maybe we'll get lucky and can prove a level three top that didn't work and it was just ahead of a bottom. Then suddenly the market can rally for 2 weeks. That's not the way it's shaping up right now, but we'll keep an eye out for that one. That would be nice for the bulls if the market could sneak that in on us, but we catch it, okay? But for the moment, I'm not expecting much upside. I think there's probably a better move in beans and corn than wheat, frankly, but it does offer in the next few days all three markets to move up. We think the corn and beans ought to be higher next week, and then we'll look to probably sell them. We'll explain the larger trends and other types of targets related to those larger trends in the weekly update coming in sometime today. Thank you. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results.